This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thank you for listening, and welcome to spring, which kicked in Thursday for all of us in the Northern Hemisphere. So it's fall in the Southern Hemisphere as we head into the weekend now. Hopefully everyone has a great one. And let's go ahead and jump straight in, because we have some good ones to get into here.
My favorite stories of the day.
Yeah, and another top five. You know, a lot of us get stressed out when flying, especially if running late to the airport and there's a long security checkpoint line or from turbulence during the flight. But a Maryland man is accused of getting pretty worked up over the seat he was assigned last Thursday evening. So much so that Fox 5 DC is reporting that somebody else at Dulles Airport's gate D12 said, "Oh, this is going down," and whipped out a cell phone to record video as the guy socked the United gate agent in the face for assigning him the middle seat. Now, nobody likes that seat, especially bigger folks, but he never got to that seat. Now, cops came and arrested 54-year-old Christopher Crittenden, who Fox 5 DC is saying is a retired Montgomery County fire captain. And United Airlines no longer wants to give him any seats, window or aisle. They banned him from their flights. Now to the what in the you know what is going on in Florida section of the cast, starting with this genius who cops say saw a police cruiser stopped at a corner with its emergency lights flashing. This was just after 10 last Friday night in St. Petersburg, and then is accused by police of opening one of the cruiser's back doors, climbing in, closing the door, and then telling the cops inside that he wanted a ride home. Now, never mind that police say the guy's from Statesboro, Georgia, about 400 miles away. There is nothing about a police car with flashing lights that makes any sober person go, "Ooh, that's an Uber or a taxi cab." The Pinellas County Court criminal complaint was posted on the Smoking Guns website. It did not say if officers did give the guy a ride to jail, but did arrest him for mistaking the cop car for a cab and charged 31-year-old Andrew Davison of trespass. The complaint also said he seemed like he was drunk, which would explain a lot. And then, same county, just north of St. Petersburg in Clearwater, Florida, there's the 34-year-old guy whose Friday night out ended early last Saturday morning with him smoking outside the Overtime Sports Bar, which is where WFLA NBC8 is reporting. Another guy was out there trying to calm him down because he was sick of the music that was playing, and he was ticked off that the bar's karaoke machine was broken. Clearwater cops also tell NBC8 the guy had had it with the peacemaker trying to calm him down, so pulled a gun from his waistband and said, "I don't effing care." Of course, effing replacing the actual curse word used. The peacemaker cared enough for his life to run back into the bar. That's where somebody called police, and cops say when they pulled up, 34-year-old Aaron Jablonski was still there with the gun. Witnesses also told officers he fired a round in the air. Now, Jablonski is charged with aggravated assault and felony gun possession, all because the bar's karaoke machine was broken. He was not smiling in his mugshot. Now, this just hits different hearing this now in 2025. Oh, R. Kelly. Now, Diddy in hot baby oil water. And speaking of mugshots, a 44-year-old Florida man got one to remember in Osceola County Jail back on Sunday, after police in Kissimmee arrested him on a misdemeanor battery charge because they accused him of beating on his girlfriend inside their BMW parked in a lot at an Econolodge motel. Now, officers say the woman had bumps and bruises on her head, so no wisecracks about this. Now, cops say their car broke down after driving from Tampa, and they only had enough money to get the car towed, so we're gonna sleep in the BMW outside the motel. But they started arguing, and he told cops the woman threw a cup of urine on him and hit him first, so he's accused of responding by beating her on the head to end whatever they were arguing about. Cops arrested 44-year-old Daniel Murillo, and as sad as this story is, chances are officers still got a laugh out of Murillo's black T-shirt, which had "I don't argue" in bold white letters. He, too, was not smiling. Now to Sheboygan, Michigan, near the northern tip of the Lower Peninsula, where this could have been mistaken for a Florida story because a housekeeping worker went into a Pine Rivers motel room last Friday to clean, found a live alligator under the bed. The motel manager told the Detroit Free Press newspaper that the gator was friendly. Not that the housekeeper stuck around to find out. No, he ran to the office. They called police and officers. Hey, they came, picked up the 3-foot alligator and held it. Yeah, they say it was a nice little gator. But it did not check into the motel itself, so they found the guy who was in the room. Turns out, he was in town with Wally the Gator and several other exotic animals to show kids at an elementary school and thought Wally the Gator crawled off and escaped. He had his hands full, so told cops he didn't know when or where Wally walked off, but knew he was missing, just never checked under the bed. Back after this break, but first, hey, give a listen to DJ Greg H's podcast.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
Egg prices are out of control.
Can't buy them. I mean, you just can't.
No eggs with bacon for breakfast. So a lot of us may feel like this grocery shopper right now.
Everybody gonna be skinny, walking around here looking crazy because we can't get no eggs. You know what else I'm gonna tell you is gonna happen without the eggs? You ain't gonna have no cakes. Chocolate cakes is over it.
Not if you head to J-Dub's Pigeon Coop. $5 a dozen for eggs laid minutes before, fresh out the mother pigeon. It can't get more organic than that. So swing on by to J-Dub's Rooftop Market at the corner of Clinton Avenue and South 17th in Newark. Drop by.
And now, for the world around us.
In Bulgaria, Sunday's soccer match between rivals Arda Kardzali and Levski Sofia started with a moment of silence to honor Arda's 78-year-old legend Petko Ganchev after hearing he died. Yeah, both teams stood on the field or pitch, and Arda's fans all stood in the stands. And then, about an hour into the match, the home club put out a statement apologizing because Ganchev's wife almost had a heart attack while watching the match in a moment of silence for her husband. A heart attack figuratively, maybe, because after seeing that, her hubby pulled up to the house about 10 minutes into the match. He told Bulgarian news outlet Blitz that he was out running errands when his phone started blowing up with calls, but he didn't answer because he was driving. And said when he walked up to the house, his wife came out in tears, yelling, "Petko, Petko, they announced on TV that you passed away." He had no idea he was dead in his old team's eyes, but Arda's statement also said, after apologizing, that they wish him many more years of good health and to enjoy the team's success. Ganchev says he did watch the rest of the game Sunday alive as Arda held the 26-time league champions Levski Sofia to a 1-1 draw. In England, a 39-year-old man was just convicted of burglary Tuesday in Oxford Crown Court for breaking into the Blenheim Palace with a buddy or two of his in 2019 to steal a toilet. Oh, but not just any toilet. No, it was a fully functioning work of art. An 18-carat gold toilet in the country mansion where Winston Churchill was born. It's now a museum. And the gold toilet was part of an exhibit named America as a satirical punch at our excess in wealth. And the AP is reporting the court found 39-year-old Michael Jones actually used a toilet while scoping out the palace the day before. And he described that experience to jurors during trial as splendid. But then he came back with a couple buddies overnight before dawn the next day, using crowbars and sledgehammers to pry Blenheim's 215-pound golden throne from the plumbing, flooding the floor with toilet water and then dragging it out while one ran out holding the gold toilet seat and put it all in a hatchback and pickup truck they had waiting outside. Now, I'm being that descriptive because the getaway was caught on high-definition surveillance video. It is Blenheim Palace, and investigators used that and forensic evidence to convict. Oh, without the main evidence, the gold toilet, worth $6.2 million. Investigators think the bandits broke it apart and sold off the pieces. Back in a...
It's not often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper.
Ew.
But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the rosy aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Rosie bathroom rolls, because your butt deserves it.
Available nowhere.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Yeah, what's up with companies or government agencies knowing we have money owed to us, but let it sit there without letting us know? Now, this will be a helpful one for a lot of us who never heard of this, but I was listening to NPR's Planet Money podcast Wednesday, and they reran a story from 5 years ago on a government program that holds people's unclaimed money. And the host talked about checking these sites and finding a few dollars they were owed from overcharges and old bills. So, hey, monkey see, monkey do. I jumped online and looked for myself. And I would suggest everyone, if not already checking, to do a quick search online for whatever state or province you're in. Yeah, type that state along with unclaimed property search. Yeah, I looked at Texas's site and the ones in Missouri, Ohio, New York, and New Jersey, the states I've lived in. So states have their own databases. And it's as simple as typing in your name. Nothing came up for me, but I did find my sister, uncle, stepmother, and cousin all had unclaimed money in Texas, so I let them know. And so just passing this along in case any listener is not like my mother, who was like, oh, yeah, I check it every once in a while. And she already knew about it, but a lot of us do not. So, hey, go check and tell them I sent you.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Classics. Hey now, this is Mike Mann with more comedy gold right here, right now, from Slammy Sammy.
I'm gonna marry my sweet mother-in-law. I know it's wrong, but I got a creep. Her dirty dog daughter, always in the street.
I like the way she called me Big Slammy,
'cause that's the way I roll.
I like the way she called me Big Slammy.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 21st. Clint's boy, actor Scott Eastwood, is 39. Beat maker, DJ Premier, formed Gangstar with the late Guru back in the 90s. He's 59. Actor and comedian Rosie O'Donnell, 63. And so is Ferris Bueller. Actor Matthew Broderick, 63. Bueller. Actor Gary Oldman, 67, as is the oldest daughter Sandra in The Cosby Show. Actor Sabrina LaBeouf, 67. Stylistics. Singer Russell Tompkins Jr., 74. Actor Timothy Dalton, the fourth James Bond, 79.
Sing a simple song.
Bad voice. Sly and the Family Stone. Singer and keyboardist Rose Stone is 80. Then on Saturday, actor Constance Wu turned 43. Reese Witherspoon, 49. The love of Urkel's life. Laura Winslow in Family Matters. Actor Kelly Williams, also 49. Actors Cole Hauser and Guillermo Diaz. Old boat hit the big 5-0 Saturday. Comedian and actor Keegan-Michael Key, 54. Matthew Modine, 66. Full Metal Jacket. Just saw him in Zero Day. That was a good show, too, by the way, there on Netflix. Huh, my old co-worker, reporter Chrissy Kalishian, had a cameo. She was the news anchor there on TV. Singer, Broadway actor, and sneakerhead Stephanie Mills will be 68. Sportscaster Bob Costas, 73.
Turn your face away.
Composer Andrew Lloyd Webber, 77. CNN host and reporter Wolf Blitzer, also 77.
Turn your love.
Singer, guitarist George Benson will be 82, and Captain Kirk actor William Shatner will be 94 Saturday. Then on Sunday the 23rd, gossip blogger Paris Hilton will be 47, actors Kerry Russell and Michelle Monaghan both turn 49, actor Randall Park, 51. Late Late Show with James Corden, band leader with the wild hair, Reggie Watts, 53. Actor Katherine Keener will be 66. Amanda Plummer, 68. And singer Chaka Khan, Yvette Stevens, will be 72. Then on Monday, Dancing with the Stars dancer Val Schmurkowski will be 39. Actor Jessica Chastain, 48. Actor Allison Hannigan will be 51. And this one time at band camp, actor Jim Parsons, 52. Actor Laura Flynn Boyle, 55. Star Jones, attorney and TV show host, will be 63. Ghost Town DJs, DJ Rodney Terry, 64. Actor Kelly LeBrock, 65. Actor Robert Carradine, 71. And
the Frisco Kid was a friend of mine.
War, Arn Harmonica, half of the horn section. Lee Oscar will turn 77 Monday. And that is it for another Real Pod Newscast. Again, as always, thank you all so much for tuning in. And please help out by clicking the follow on the podcast provider's page if you haven't already. Also, spread the word. Let a news junkie friend or relative know about the show so they can lighten up and talk about some of these crazy stories instead of always yapping on about politics. Have a great, safe weekend, everybody. Back at it on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.